This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Welcome to the Greener Grass podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
Hi, I'm Jackie. We're your hosts, and thanks for joining us. Welcome back if you're returning, and thanks for checking us out if it's your first time. We're so thankful to have you.
Yeah, let us know if it's your first time. I'm curious.
Yeah. Any grass virgins?
Grass virgins.
You know what I realized?
What?
I missed a prime opportunity in the episode Layer Stay when I was talking about wearing a Greener Grass shirt in Dealey Plaza to say the greener grassy knoll. So
How could you forget that? Well, anyway. It's okay. You said it now.
Yeah. Did anybody else make that joke? Let us know. Speaking of letting us know stuff.
Yeah. Listener feedback. So yeah. That's one of our favorite things.
Yeah. I got a text today from our birdie.
From our birdie. A little birdie told you?
A little birdie told you. From our buddy, Bert. And he said, I'm having PTSD listening to this episode, having flashbacks from my trip from seeing Maiden, London to Salt Lake City to San Antonio to Atlanta, the glorious life of flying standby. I choose direct.
Oof. I feel your pain, buddy.
Yeah.
It's rough. We also got a shout out from our boys over at It's Funny That Makes It Okay podcast.
Yeah. Thank you. Check out their latest episode.
Yeah. And they are part of our network.
Yeah, where you can check out all of the shows.
The Off the Tongue Podcast Network, OTT.
Yeah, where you can find shows like It's Funny.
The OCP, the Original Copycats Podcast.
You can find Pint Pals.
And Mellogram.
Yeah. Teach a Dummy and Skate Ohio. So join us, won't you?
Yeah.
It's free.
Come on over.
Yeah.
We just help promote each other. It's a nice little family we have going.
Yeah.
So.
And what's not free?
Oh.
Is our Patreon.
No, it's not. But it's reasonably priced.
And I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. You can join for as little as $1 a month.
Yeah.
Or you can pay a little bit more and get a shout out.
Yes.
Like these folks.
We love those people. Hex.
Chrissy.
Vin.
The Teach a Dummy podcast.
Jonathan.
And Lindsay.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much for being on our Patreon.
If you guys do prefer
the free option, like, share, subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. We just posted a little video for our Patreon-only members.
Yeah.
Getting some feedback from them, so.
We do a lot of Patreon-exclusive videos and fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On top of, you get sneak peeks. When we did our episode with Elias Soriano, it went out on Patreon early with bonus content.
Bonus.
It was like, what was it, like 10 minutes of bonus content?
I think so.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of goodies there. Check it out.
Yeah, come on over. It's fun. Also get some merch. We have some new merch that dropped.
We sure do.
It's pretty.
You want a tie-dye shirt? They're so cute.
They are cute.
All right.
Anything else going on?
Housekeeping
all done?
Yeah.
Ready to jump into this episode?
Let's do it to it.
All right. Jackie, would you rather flower or flower?
Ooh. Let's discuss.
We're talking flower, F-L-O-W-E-R, which is gardening, flowers. Whatever. Or flour, F-L-O-U-R, cooking.
Yeah.
Two different types of flowers.
Yeah. I love this.
Flurs. What's a pro for the flour with the O-W?
Ow.
Flower.
It's good for the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Helping that nitrogen cycle and getting those CO2s and O2s and
R2-D2s.
And two lips.
Ooh.
Wow.
Two lips. Flowers. That's my number one. I love flowers. Mm-hmm. They're beautiful. They smell good. Mm-hmm. I just love when I go past a flower garden or just flowers in general.
Make
me happy. As they should, right? They're supposed to be.
When we drove to your house over the weekend, right on the corner, there's this house that's just got these big green bushes with bright pink flowers on them. And it wasn't like
azaleas.
Are they azaleas?
Probably.
Oh, it's so pretty.
So in Japan, there's azalea bushes all down the streets and they're just vibrant, bright pink. And I told Ryan, I want an azalea bush. And I feel like I have one in the backyard. Bloomed yet though. But the other day I said, I think this might be. Do we have azaleas? So I'll stay tuned. I'll let you know. But I love the bright flowers.
So I know you like to name your plants. Would you name that one Iggy?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I know my first one was good for the environment, yeah, but it's good for your health.
Yes.
If you're planting veggies.
Oh, yes.
You know, get some good eats.
Yeah. I put that on there just that it can produce food for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can save money on produce if you're mm-hmm. growing your own.
Oh, yeah.
Veggies.
I didn't even think about saving money yeah. on produce. I also said it's good for your mental health.
Yeah.
You know, just get out there, be one with nature.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I put you're outdoors, so mm-hmm. that's good. Yeah,
yeah.
The vitamin D.
Yep. I also put, depending on the what you're planting, you could plant butterfly gardens mm-hmm. and pollinator plants.
Yes.
So you can help attract bees, which are so good for our ecosystem.
Yeah, that's a good one. I put butterflies on my list. Mm-hmm. We had an episode talking about butterflies. Mm-hmm. Check it out.
I actually just talked about that last night where you said, they're pretty but don't land on me.
Yeah.
Because My friend Logan said that same thing about little Burt's bees flying around.
Yeah, no. I don't want them touching me.
Yeah.
But they are good. They mm-hmm. are good. And they can attract cute critters.
Yep.
Check out our episode Nature Nurture that yes. dropped not too long ago. You love that.
Sure do.
Gardens can attract all the cute little critters, the yeah. bunnies and the other things.
I have one left.
Okay.
And it's that you can also do it indoor. So
yep. I did put that. Yep.
Even if you have a house, like you can plant indoor and outdoor, but if you don't have a home or you don't have a yard, you can do flowers inside.
Yeah, you could do an indoor garden for sure. I just put makes your yard pretty, which we kind of talked about.
Right.
Seeing other people's yards. It gives you something to take care of yeah. and a hobby.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of people, gardening is their hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I know we said good health. It's good for your health. Good workout, like planting, mm-hmm. weeding,
oh, yeah.
all that shit. So, yeah, I think that's it for me.
Okay.
Oh, I put it should mean warm weather for the most part, but like you said, you could do indoor, so
yeah.
you could do it year round as mm-hmm. well. What's some cons though?
It's very time intensive.
Yeah, it is. And not only time, but just it's hard work.
Yeah.
Like I said, the weeding mm-hmm. and not just that, but just getting stuff to grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of a skill, right?
Yeah. So that was my next one that was also labor intensive.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, getting stuff to grow, it's hard. You can do everything right and still not succeed.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have the right type of soil. You know, maybe mm-hmm. your soil is not fertile.
Soil. Your soil's soiled. I don't know. Yeah. I don't garden myself, really. I mean, we plant flowers, but not, I don't garden vegetables, but I often hear people who do are like, oh my gosh, my plant produced 2 tomatoes today.
Yeah.
And they're so excited or
yeah.
whatever, because it's hard to mm-hmm. get that going, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that actually is another mm-hmm. con I have is that you can't control the outcome. So let's say you do everything right and they do produce. You don't know how many it's going to produce, you know? Say produce one more time.
Say it one more time, bitch.
But yeah, so you might have this gorgeous tomato bush and it's great. It's healthy.
You have a gorgeous bush.
You have a gorgeous bush, Barbara. But you might not get a high yield.
Yeah. And then the money to start. Seeds,
oh,
plants,
yeah.
soil, the tools you need.
You're all
the
tool.
I know. All the garden tools.
Mm-hmm.
Hoes. You're a hoe.
Additionally, I know I said you can do it inside, but if you're doing it outside, there's a risk of sunburn.
Oh, yeah. And weather can affect it. So mm-hmm. drought, if you're not yeah. watering. This sounds so serious.
Not to be confused with draft.
Shut up. Obviously, you have to water your plants, but you would think naturally outside, the rain would take care of
sure.
it. But if there's, you know, a dry spell
mm-hmm.
or vice versa, too much rain.
Yeah.
So the weather can really fuck up your garden.
You know what else can fuck up your garden?
What?
Those cute critters.
Yeah.
They might eat your goods.
Yeah. Check out our episode. But yeah, your goods. Man, I have so many things to say. Eating your goods. Okay. Speaking of dirty, it's dirty.
Yeah.
Gardening's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's literally in dirt.
Yeah.
We can't get much dirtier than dirt, right?
No. God made dirt and dirt don't hurt.
I don't like it, though.
Isn't it funny? The older you get, the less tolerant you are of dirt. Like, I remember playing in the mud when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I can't stand it when I'm gardening and I get dirt under my fingernails. And
you know me, I hate dirty.
Yeah.
I hate it. Yeah.
I have one left.
I have one left too.
Go ahead.
It should be my number one. Bugs.
Yeah.
They attract bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Even the good ones.
Yeah.
I still don't like them.
Right.
So.
My last one is that it's typically a solitary chore.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, it's just not something you usually like have a group of people doing.
You guys want to come over and garden with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I did put hard on your body. You said hard work, but hard on your body. Kneeling on your knees. I know people get those pads to kneel on when they garden.
Blisters.
Oh, yeah. Blisters. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, if you want to get the supplies for flower or flower.
You got it. Yeah.
You're going to need a ride.
True. Go get a car.
We know where you can go.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No problem.
Nice.
Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars.
Mm.
Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
All right, ready for flour?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get in the kitchen.
All right.
If you can take the heat.
Whoa.
Get in there.
Are you serious?
Well done. Flour. Flour with a O-U.
Ooh. O-U.
The English language is so fucked because flour with O-W, if you take the E-R away, it's flow. So why isn't it flower?
I don't know.
And this flour is right because our is O-U-R.
Right. But the English language is weird because I actually, I just saw this. The word fine.
F-I-N-E.
F-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going out to fine dining, that means you're going out to a really nice place.
Yes.
But if they ask you how your dinner is and you're like, it's fine, that just means okay.
Yeah, it's true.
And if you go out to your car when you're done and you have a parking ticket, that's a fine and that's really bad.
Yeah.
What?
And then your hair is fine. It's.
Yeah.
You know what that means.
Yeah. Or, but if you're like, oh man, he is fine.
Yes.
He's good looking. It's so weird.
I know. That's why they always say the English language is the hardest to learn, and I get it. Although I have to say Japanese is pretty hard.
Yeah.
All right. Some pros for cooking and baking.
Yeah. Well, if you have dietary needs or restrictions, it can be healthier for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm not just saying like healthy foods, like fruits and vegetables, but just if you're allergic to something, it is healthier for you not to eat it. And you know it's not in there because you made it.
Yeah, that's true. My number one is food.
Do you like that?
I love food.
Same.
So much. Yeah. That's it.
Well, it's also cheaper than going out to eat.
Yeah.
If you're making your own food, you know, when you if you bake a cake, you can bake a cake for just a couple of bucks. But if you go to the store to buy one, they're like $25.
I know. What the
crazy
fuck? And you can make a better cake at home.
Yep.
And there's so many different things you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Almost endless.
Yeah.
I think it is endless.
In fact, yeah.
I think it's endless.
Mm-hmm.
So many different recipes. We should just start talking phonetically. Recipes. Or is it recipes?
And why isn't it recipes?
True. It actually is.
Okay. Well, family traditions and family recipes.
Yeah. Definitely. Passed down. Mm-hmm. Yes. I love that one.
Yeah. That's you good. Can have nostalgia. Like, you know, if your mom always made spaghetti when you do trick or treat.
Spaghetti.
Then, you know, that can be nostalgic then when you have spaghetti. It might take you back to being a kid or, you know, maybe you're using your mom's special recipe. And so,
yeah,
traditions and recipes.
I like that.
Thanks.
And speaking of recipes, there are so many ways to get recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Books.
Yeah.
TikTok, online. Yeah. Just look. Literally, you can type in anything recipe and you will find a bunch for one thing that you want to make. It's very easy to find recipes.
Yeah. And it's fun to share them.
Yeah. So, we do that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, all the time.
I made this and
I feel like almost weekly we do
that. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. Or not only like, I made this, look what I found. Holy shit, that looks good. Let's make it.
Yeah.
You did that Saturday. You found that recipe for that strawberry banana goodness.
Yeah.
It's bomb. It was this, I don't even know what pudding.
It was called strawberry banana cheesecake salad.
It's fucking good.
Which, that's another one. I love when things are salad and there's just no roughage in it whatsoever. No.
It was fruit though.
Well, there.
But it was good. But yeah, we do that a lot. So it's very easy to share and
I have one left.
I have just a couple.
Okay, you want to go ahead?
You can make a career out of it.
Oh, gosh, that's a good one.
You can be a chef. Yeah. Chef's kiss. Ooh. I would kiss you if you were a chef.
Oh, my God. What about if I wasn't?
Oh, well, I'll do that, too.
Thanks. I mean, I did make that strawberry banana.
You did. I should have kissed you for that for sure. Yummy smells in your house.
Oh, yeah. Man, you've got good ones.
And you can cook anytime. Weather doesn't affect it. Mm-hmm. Like gardening may.
Yeah.
And that's all I have.
My last one is working or cooking with loved ones.
Yeah.
So it is, you know, typically a little bit more, that's what I'm looking for, typically more common to see, you know, I know the whole too many cooks in the kitchen, but, you know, when you're teaching your kids to cook or, you know, you go make Christmas cookies with your grandma or whatever.
Ryan and I like to cook together. Mm-hmm. It's one of our favorite things is just when we pick a recipe and we did it this weekend. Yeah. He helped me with the wontons. And
they're so good.
It's just fun to do together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that one. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, the only other pro, but you kind of said this with the allergies. I just realized I wrote it down. You're in control of what goes into your body.
Yeah. Well, and also not just allergies. If you, it's like I've sent you recipes before. You don't really care for onions.
Yeah.
But you're like, well, I can make this and just take the onions out.
Right.
Or substitute, you know, turkey bacon for regular bacon or, you know, whatever.
True. Yep, you're in control.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There are some cons.
Yeah.
If you can't take the heat.
Well, that's funny you should say that because my first con is burns.
Yes. Not only just burns, heat, smoke, or it heats up your kitchen where it gets so hot you have to open a window or whatever. So fire.
Fire.
Yeah. It also takes money, food, the equipment.
Yeah.
The utensils.
Right.
All the stuff you need for cooking.
Yeah.
Pots and pans.
Especially could be more expensive for a specific recipe.
Yeah.
Because maybe you're not going to use these ingredients for anything else. So you might have been better off going out and buying that rather than getting all the ingredients that are just going to go bad.
Right. I have done that before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I will literally use this for only this.
Right.
So, yeah. Or what if you don't have good tools? You have shitty.
Yeah.
Pans that stick or whatever. Your stove sucks. Your stove sucks.
Or your stove breaks while you're cooking. We several years ago, 2020, you and I had a Friendsgiving day after Thanksgiving, and my oven literally died when I was getting ready to put the pie in the oven. I saw it just before it would have actually caught on fire, which was I guess
scary.
That's a pro, but fire.
Fire. Yeah. What else?
You may not be able to recreate a recipe,
You
know? So where you are at geographically can really impact how you cook. So, you know, places that are in higher altitudes have different baking times and temperatures.
Yeah.
And you might not know that if you are just recently moved to Colorado or whatever. So you're doing this recipe that's always worked and it's just coming out not right.
Yeah. Not only that, sometimes you can't find the exact ingredient or... It just doesn't taste the same as, you know, you thought it would or you had it before by somebody else made it or whatever. Because, I mean, cooking is a skill. Not everyone can cook.
That's
you have
to
learn.
And even when you learn things, you can still make mistakes. So let's say you burn it.
Yeah.
And now you're fucked maybe. Now you've used up all the ingredients and.
Yeah. Remember I left the wontons in too long because I lost track the other day. And
they were perfect.
Everyone loved them, but usually they aren't that crisp. But. Ryan liked them better, too. So I'm like, well, maybe I need to leave them in a little longer. But yeah, things like that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
And just like timing.
Mm-hmm.
Timing is huge with cooking.
Yeah.
Especially if you're making multiple things.
Right.
It's a skill.
Yeah. And then I kind of made this joke already, but too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
When I'm cooking, there are certain people that I just want to just get the fuck out of my kitchen. Like I don't. My dog is constantly under my feet in the kitchen. Like. I think she's trying to kill me.
She just wants a scrap.
She just wants some foods.
Yeah. It's also a task. Sometimes you don't want to cook.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a family that used to cooking for, mm-hmm. or just whatever you agreed to cook.
Right.
And then you don't feel like it.
Yeah.
It's a task.
Yeah.
Sometimes it sucks.
And I have one left.
Okay. I have three.
You want to go ahead?
People may not like your cooking. So even though you love it, mm-hmm. people have different tastes.
Right.
So you could think you're making a nice meal mm-hmm. and they don't like it.
Well, I'll just tag on because that okay. was similar to my last okay. one, which is the difference between cooking at home versus going to a restaurant. At a restaurant, everyone can get their own dish.
Yeah.
But when you're cooking at home,
it's one thing.
It's just one thing.
That's true. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Messy. Especially the literal title of this one, flour.
Yeah.
When you're making stuff with flour, mm-hmm. it's so messy.
Yeah.
It's hard to not be messy with flour. And then I know for a pro, I said smells in your house, but smells in your house.
Yeah.
Bacon. Mm-hmm. When you make bacon, your house smells like bacon all day, which could yeah. be good for people
sure.
who love bacon.
Right.
I don't. So.
Or even if you like the smell of bacon, you make it and then someone comes down and they're like, ooh, it smells like bacon. We're like, yeah, sorry, we ate it all.
Oh, yeah.
So that could be a, I mean, I guess that's not a con for the cooker, but the smeller.
The smeller. Sorry, bitch, make your own bacon. Or like we said, the fire, smoke smells mm-hmm. can last forever in your house too.
Yeah.
So just don't burn shit.
Oh.
It's easy. Down. Just don't burn it. Tips from Emily.
I don't know you're how welcome. You don't burn things when you're so hot.
All right. Well, ready to get out of that kitchen?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, what are you going to pick? Flour or flour?
This one is so tough for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to pick OU flour.
Yeah.
I wish I could OW flour. Yeah. I'm just not, I don't really have a green thumb.
Yeah.
So if skill were not an object, I think maybe I would pick OW.
Yeah.
But I love cooking though. I love cooking.
I like to cook too. I'm picking OU. I love looking at gardens and flowers, mm-hmm. but yeah, I'm with you. I don't have much of a green thumb. Mm-hmm. I try. I have a few plants in the house, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Yeah.
OU.
OU.
OU. OU.
Okay.
All right. Surprise, would you rather?
What was that?
I don't know. Are you new here? Are you me?
I am so off
I feel
today.
Like you have never messed it up, ever. But
what
I do
the
all the
fuck
time.
What was that? Okay, ready?
She cut me.
Okay.
You cut me.
Sorry.
Okay.
Emily.
Yeah.
Would you rather get blisters on both of your thumbs from gardening?
Okay.
Or burn one of your hands pretty severely while cooking?
Oh, blisters.
Yeah.
Burns are bad.
Yeah. But it's only one.
I know, but severely. Blisters on your... Yeah.
Ma'am.
What are you doing?
I'm going blisters, too, because I get burned all the time.
You do.
It sucks.
For some reason, Jackie's a burn magnet.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone get burned so much
in
my life. It's weird.
Moths to a flame. It's like flames to a... me.
Flames to a dame. Do people say dame anymore?
I don't think so. You know what else they don't say enough of?
What?
Broad.
Broad and dame. Those are both good, like old school. Mm-hmm. I like it.
And hussy.
You hussy.
All right. What do you have for me?
All right, Jackie. Would you rather have to cook every meal, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for a year,
mm-hmm.
no matter what? Well, your choice what you make. But
okay.
You have to have those full meals.
Okay.
Or only have to cook once a month for a year, but the rest of your meals you don't have control over.
Oh, I'd cook. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Yeah.
That's a lot.
I mean, I practically do that now already. Really? So it would just be a few extra meals for me to make to do that. So
that's a lot for a year, no matter what.
It is.
But I'm probably picking that too because I'm so picky with my food
mm-hmm.
that I couldn't rely on other people making me food.
Yeah, that's fair.
So
that's fair.
I thought you'd probably pick that because you do like to cook, but mm-hmm. I was just like, well, that's a lot. That's a task. And you're not super picky with what you eat.
That's
like you
true.
Like a lot of things. So I wasn't mm-hmm. sure where you'd go, but now we know.
Okay. All right. Three for three.
Yeah.
Look at us.
I'm curious what Gretchen will pick because I know she gets she gets fed up with cooking sometimes. She likes to cook too, but
mm-hmm.
I know sometimes she's like, I don't want to cook tonight.
Yeah.
So I'm curious what she'd pick on this one.
Yeah. Let us know. And everybody, let us know.
Everybody.
If you listen on Spotify, we have a Q&A,
mm-hmm.
and there are usually episode-specific questions. Sometimes it's just a, hey, tell us what you think, but sometimes we have episode-specific questions. So check those out. In addition,
vote on the poll.
Yeah.
You just pick which one you want. We want to hear.
Yeah. And if you are following us on Spotify, go ahead and give us a 5-star rating, if you would. If you're checking us out on Apple Podcast, leave a rating and a review there too.
Yeah, please do.
I'd love that.
Let us know if you like us or hate us.
Yeah. And you can check out our show notes for links to everywhere where you can find us, all of our social media, mm-hmm. our podcast platforms, our merch shop, our network, everything.
All our stuff. Mm-hmm. And check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Peace.
Peace. Chicken grease. Car commercial, car commercial, car commercial, car commercial.
Sounds like you're saying Gargamel.
Gargamel.
This is an off-the-tongue podcast.